stand tonight as we sing it to Him. I just want to thank You, Lord, for every time that You heard my prayer. I just want to thank You for all. Tonight. Oh, I just want to thank You, Lord, for every time that You heard my prayer. I just want to thank You for always being there. When I was so I just want to thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Sing that verse for us.
If I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd live them all.
Amen.
Oh, my Lord, He's been so good. That is the least I could afford. But He's made good times outnumber the bad. He's been the best friend I've ever had. I just want to thank You, Lord. Thank You.
Of praise tonight. Amen. When you're so down and out, amen, He makes you want to shout. Amen. Aren't you so thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Let's just honor and praise and worship Him tonight with all of our might. Amen. You put forth the effort. Amen. You've came tonight, spent gas money, time, effort. Just put forth everything you have. Amen. For the Lord tonight. Turn around, shake somebody's hand. Tell them it's good to see them in the house of the Lord this evening. Amen. Let's play a little more of that.
He wants to come up if he can.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. We got to sing that verse one more time.
If I had 1,000 lives to live, I'd want to live them all for
Amen.
My Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because He's been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you heard my prayer. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. You can be seated this evening as we look at our prayer request tonight. Just continue to remember my father-in-law, if you would, in prayer tonight. He was dismissed from the hospital Monday night, and they took him back Tuesday morning, so he'll be having some tests done tomorrow, so hopefully they'll be getting some answers for some different situations there that he has going on. So if you would continue to remember him and my mother-in-law and Lindsay as well in your prayers, amen, if you would, we'd greatly appreciate that. Sister Martha Ann has turned in a request for her. Brother Stanley says that he's dying rapidly, wants to cross on over, says the cancer's pain is just horrific. Nothing they're giving him is decreasing the pain. Said his wife had told her that he's just praying for the Lord to take him home. So just please remember their family as they say goodbye to her brother here on earth. Amen. I know that's a testimony in a way in itself from where he was just a few months back. So we certainly want to remember him in these last few days of his life. I want to please pray for Brother Garrett Sisler. Says in bad pain from hip surgery tonight. Also, Sister Anna Shipley asked for prayer for her grandson, had a bicycle wreck, so we certainly want to remember that need tonight. Sister Ruth Louise Jacks called with a prayer request. A man by the name of Greg has some physical needs in his body, claiming his healing, and asked that we put him on our prayer list, so we certainly want to remember that need tonight. I have a testimony to read you tonight. Sister Sherry Tipton turns this in. I want to thank the Lord for healing me of chronic sinus condition, says that it has bothered me for the last 8 years. Brother Darrell knew of her condition and felt led to pray for her on July the 13th after he had preached the sermon, Breathe. Says, I have been breathing fine ever since, and to God be the glory tonight. Amen. So, amen. Praise the Lord for that tonight. We're going to use this mic. Praise the Lord for that tonight. Just remain seated. Brother Gene Terrell wants to come up and pray over the request tonight. He's asked to pray. Says he has a little something that he wants to tell you tonight. So, amen. Just remain seated till he prays, and then we'll stand.
I'm nervous, but I've got something to tell you. And I want to share this with you. And yeah, I'm a very emotional person. You may not know that, but I am. Back in April, I was taken with severe, uncontrollable diarrhea. I was like a week old baby. And so I went to two different walk-in clinics, and they gave me no answer. And then my family doctor was on vacation, and she made a slot for me when she got back and sent me to the hospital. And the test showed, she said, for me to put my house in order, that I had 3 to 6 months to live. Then I was told that if I would have a stent put across the cancer in my pancreas, that it would extend my life 2 years. So they put the stent in, and then the doctor come back and said he had made a mistake. He didn't know it was that bad. And So then they sent me to the cancer doctor, Dr. Chakraborty. I call him Dr. C. And he looked at me, looked at the test, and said, I give you 9 months to live. And then he decided to treat me with chemotherapy. And my cancer markers were 38,000. And I know not one iota of what I'm saying, but he said they were 38,000. And then I went in yesterday over the weekend. My temperature went up a little bit, so they took me to the hospital and kept me over the weekend. And when he found out I'd been to the hospital, he suspended the further chemotherapy until he could see me. So he brought me into his office, did the blood work again, and come in and told me that everything looked good, everything looked normal, all my blood work was good, everything was just fine. The only thing is that my hemoglobin's low. So he said you're bleeding internally and we've got to find it and stop it. And keep me in your prayer, because Tuesday I go for a colonoscopy, and this is something I said I'd never do again in my life. So pray for me. And so then at the end of the visit, he left the room, and you'd have to talk to Anna and Jane about this, because I didn't get the full significance of it right away, but he come back for something, and you could tell that he was elated, and God help me, Lord. So he told me where your cancer markers were 38,000. They've dropped to 3,600. And so it's over, folks. It's over. It's done. Everything will be just fine from now on, and everything will be okay. I've still got these last three treatments to go through. Then they're going to redo all the testing, but there'll be more testimonies to follow saying they found nothing. So I just want you to know that in all of this, my younger brother, who I turned everything over to, he has full power of attorney to take care of Jane and everything. I made all the necessary arrangements, and he prayed for me. Brother Donnie prayed for me. Many of you heard the prayer. And when Brother Donnie prayed, I knew then that I'd never be prayed for cancer again, because it was totally in God's hand. I never quit believing. I never quit testifying. The days got rough, but I kept my eyes on God and believed. Now he has come back and testified of me. So what a wondrous thing it is. And just before we pray, I want to thank you for your prayers, for your cards and calls and flowers, yeah, food. Oh Lord, the food was great. And some of you even bought food without being scheduled to bring it. And some pies. I can't go into detail because my appetite's always been ferocious. So I've really enjoyed myself. And it's been weak. It's been hard. I was afraid to stand up almost, because my knees are so or so weak, but I feel good tonight, folks. And I just wanna say thank you, and I want you to thank the Lord. You know, I turned another little note in one time to quit praying for me and start praising God for me, because this was what we were doing in our house. We were praising God. You can check with Wade and on that. They've been such a help, such a blessing, such a godsend, and I appreciate them. So now if you'll bow your heads with me. My precious Heavenly Father, I come unto Thee. And Lord, I have done what You laid on my heart to do. I love You. I thank You. I praise You. I give You my glory. And now, Lord, we thank You for all these other prayers, for Sister Sherry's, Lord, testimony. What a testimony. How great Thou art. Lord, for the testimony that Brother Brian had the other day. What a testimony, Lord. How great Thou art. Now we bring these requests to You, Lord. Lord Jesus, and ask You to move, Lord. Ask You, Lord Jesus, to touch and heal and raise up and take away the pain and the suffering, Lord. Lord, if it's Your will for Sister Martha Ann's brother to come on home, then Lord, take him home, Lord Jesus, in a calm, soothing way. Have Thine own way, Lord. And Lord, our brother that comes to visit with us, Lord, and that, no, he's not a visitor. He plays the drums. He's a blessing to the church, Lord, and that they're part of the family. Touch him tonight, Lord. Let the doctors find what Satan's trying to hide and be able, Lord Jesus, to raise him up and make him whole for the glory of God. Oh, Father, for You know. Oh, have Thine own way. Bless this service, Lord, every part of it. And may we worship You in spirit and in truth, giving You the praise and the honor and the glory for all that You do for us. Praise Your holy name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory. Amen. What a testimony tonight. Amen. Let's sing this little old song, The Old Gospel Ship. Amen. One of these days, we're going to take a trip on the good old gospel ship. Let's sing that as brothers would come receive the evening offering at this time. Oh, I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing. All my joys with You I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the skies. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Well, I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. Comes in, I will leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the skies. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring. Had no cause to be for the Christ. I am an heir. If too much fall you'll find, you'll surely be left behind while I go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that sing it one more time. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in that good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Go ahead and give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Amen. We don't have a special tonight. Let's just sing this little chorus. Thanks, thanks. I give you thanks. Brother Darrell's here with us tonight, fresh back from Alaska. So I know he's got a little jet lag and he's feeling a little tired tonight. So pull up on the gift. Amen. And pull the life out of our brother tonight. Let's just wear him on out. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus as he would come tonight. Amen. Well, thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. Oh, I am so blessed. Oh, my soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I'll give you thanks. Oh, we give you thanks. Thanks. I give you
again. I just want to say thanks, thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done.
Amen.
I'm so blessed. So that's found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Praise the Lord. Certainly good to be back home. Took a long time to get here, but we got here. I certainly had a good time up in Chivac with the saints up that way. It was a Native American meeting they had up there. They're an annual meeting there in a little small village of about 1,000 people, but there's close to 100 came to the meeting. And people gave their hearts to the Lord. People were delivered. Just had a real good time. And so just a little bit tired tonight, but we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and we count it such an honor to stand before you tonight, the cream of the crop, the bride of Jesus Christ. You know, if you've got a problem and these people's praying for you, if you could only realize the cream of the crop, the best people in the world are praying for you.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Amen. You ever thought about that? When Jessica was hurt, and it just gave me such comfort to know that even though it was going through such a hard time, that some of the best people in the world was calling my name to the Lord. You know, something good's got to happen, man, when God's people begin to call on Him. Amen. And, you know, no matter what you face in life, whether it's cancer, what's cancer to God? What's a toothache to God? All things are possible, you know. And we come to the maturity of who we are in the Word. And when you take the promise of the Word that's been given to you into your heart and speak it back upon your lips, it's just the same as deity speaking, friends.
Amen.
If we could only realize where the God is today, amen, the same God that was in the body called Jesus on that boat is the same God that's in the body called the bride on the boat called the ship of Zion, amen. Amen. He's just changed mask. He taught us that. He's just changed His mask. A little while the world see me no more, but ye shall see me. How are we going to see you, Lord? He answered it. I'll be with you, even in you. Then where's He at? He's right exactly where He said He would be. Amen. Because God don't make a promise that He can't keep. Amen. God's never short on His promise. You know, the Bible says we overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Is that true? We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. So if we're having trouble overcoming, we know it's not the blood of the Lamb. So it must be our testimony. Amen. We need to speak positive affirmations. Amen. Well, I don't feel like it. He never said, did you feel it? He said, did you believe it? Amen. If thou can't believe. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to the second book of Peter. We want to read 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 16. You know, just marvel how the Lord does things. It just always amazes me. This come on my heart yesterday afternoon to go this route and just how the Lord works things. And you'll see what I mean. But He just always amazes me just how God orchestrates. You know, sometimes God allows things into your life and go in. I know Brother Branham said he was going to preach on a message one time and had it on his heart, but he said, I'm too hoarse to preach it, so I'm going to go this way. And he said, perhaps that's why I'm hoarse, is the Lord wanted me to go this way. So, you know, God's got it all in control. Amen. So we'll read now 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16. And may the Lord richly bless you. If you have a need tonight, I want you to look to Him and believe. Amen. For all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. 2 Peter 1:16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. Eyewitnesses of His majesty. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you this evening for just a few minutes on I am a witness of His majesty. Heavenly Father, to You, Lord, we give glory and honor and praise. Sometimes, Lord, the word thanks just doesn't seem adequate enough, Lord. But I guess as humans, that's the only way we know how to express it, Lord. But we are grateful that You are our God. We're grateful tonight that You are a provider of all that we have need of, Lord. And Father, we understand as Your people that it becomes more real to us each day that You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we quote it, we put it on papers, we put it on announcements, we put it on bulletin boards, but God, let it strike in the reality of our hearts that truly You are the same, Lord. The promises that You made are forever true, Lord. We can hang our souls upon them. Father, I pray tonight, we thank You for the testimonies of Your people. And Lord, may there be many more because Thou art our God and the healer of our bodies, the deliverer, dear God, of our souls. And Lord, may You receive honor and glory to Yourself tonight. For truly, Father, this is why we do this. It's for Your glory. Bless Your children now, Father, we pray, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. The prophet of God said this. He said, the ever-remembering God remembers every promise of His word. Amen. He said, oh, I'd like to preach on that. And so I'm going to try to. He said, God don't forget nothing. God don't forget nothing. Amen. Though it looks like that He does sometimes. God doesn't forget. God doesn't forget His curses. Neither does He forget His blessings. But every promise that He made, He stays with His promise. God promised us healing. He promised us deliverance. He promised us salvation. And I say to you tonight, has God kept that promise? Yes, He has. He said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Did God keep that promise? Yes, He did. He said, I'll send you the Holy Ghost. Did God keep that promise? Yes, He did. Hallelujah. So every promise He made is true. So the problems in our life, the situations of our life, and circumstances of our life does not change the promise of God. I don't care how cloudy it is. It was so cloudy. I never saw the sun for 4 days. The only time I ever saw the sun was when I broke through the clouds in the airplane. But I want to remind you of what the prophet said. Your life may be so cloudy and so gloomy and so rainy, but just remember, above the clouds, the sun is always shining. And our S-O-N, hallelujah, no matter how cloudy it is or how gloomy it is, our S-O-N is always with us. For He said, I'll never leave thee, nor will I forsake thee. Here several years ago, I was in a meeting. And I started sharing what the Lord did for Jessica in the morning service. And then in the afternoon when we gathered back, a sister came up to me and said, "May I speak to you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she said, "On the way home from church today," she said, "my son who never listens, he never listens in church. I've got on to him and got on to him and got on him too. But on the way home this morning," he said, "Mama, I really enjoyed the service today." She said, "I like to run off the road. I'm about wrecked." And she said, "Son, why did you enjoy? Was it Brother Darrell's preaching?" He said, "No, it wasn't his preaching so much." She said, "But he talked about his daughter Jessica." He said, "Mama, so many preachers, they tell, when they talk about God, they talk about what God did in Brother Branham's ministry." He said, "But what I like so much this morning, that Brother Darrell wasn't talking about something that happened in Brother Branham's ministry. He was talking about something that he experienced personally for himself. I love what God did in 65, but I am so glad we don't have to go back to 1965 and try to find our God, but our God is with us tonight. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank God for what he did in the 60s. Thank God for what we hear on tapes. But that same God is with us now, doing the same thing he did then. He's just changed his mask once more." Birmingham said, "You sick and needy here, God has already purchased your healing. You're already healed." Brother Bev said, "If Jesus Christ stood here tonight in the suit that he gave me, he could not heal you." You're already healed. It'd be like me saying, "Hey, Brother West, make me old." He'd say, "Look in the mirror, buddy. You're already old." That's exactly the truth. You're already healed. Well, if you don't believe that, tear it out when you get home and speak to the mountain, 1957, December the 15th. Just tear that part out of your message book. But here's what the prophet said. "You sick and needy here, God has already purchased your healing. You're already healed. Every one of you." Now, who did he leave out? Then who's he talking to? Me? Talking to you. You're already healed, every one of you. Healing is something that was a finished product of Calvary. That's where every redemptive blessing that Christ died for was completed at Calvary. The price was paid. The devil is only bluffing you. Jesus lives. And I'd like to say tonight that I am a witness of his majesty. I am a witness that God keeps his word. So tonight, just for a few minutes, I want to share some things that I've never shared before that I've seen the Lord do in 30 years of ministry. It makes you a little nervous, but I want you to understand tonight, this is not about me. I'm not here bragging about myself. I was just there and saw it. I'm just a witness to what he did. I just happened to be there to see it. I want you to understand, this is not about me. This is about him. Like years ago down in Alt, Missouri. Alt, Missouri is 19 miles from nowhere. And there's a sister came up. I didn't know her at the time, but later I know her. Her name's Sister Vera Frost. I think she's even been here to the church before. But Sister Vera came up and she had stroked. The whole right side of her body was stroked. And she come up dragging like this in her mouth. And I know I've told you this before, but I want to share this with you. Amen. And she come dragging up to the pulpit and her mouth was pulled up towards her ear. And she was talking. She said, "I want you to pray for me. I've had a stroke. I want you to pray for me. I've had a stroke." Amen. So me and the saints, we prayed for her. And she turned around and drug herself off. And when she started dragging herself off, the devil began to talk to me. Listen, the devil talks to preachers when they're preaching. There'll be 900 people on their feet. The devil will show you the one that's texting.
That's right. Amen.
That's exactly right, friends. I'm telling you the God's truth. And the devil began to talk to me while I was still praying for people. And the devil said, see, she came up for help and you couldn't help her. She came up for healing and you couldn't heal her. And I said, listen, devil, I am not the healer. Jesus Christ is the healer. But I did what he told me to do. Lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. About a year later, I was down there and we had a little potluck dinner at the multi-purpose building. That's what they called it. And this woman came in carrying deer meat and she went out. And she came in carrying something else and went out. I thought, I know her. And she came back there. I said, excuse me, ma'am, do I know you? She said, yes, you do. I said, was you here last year when I preached? She said, yes, I was. I said, didn't you come in the prayer line and your strokes of your body, you were stroked on your right side? She said, yes, I was. I said, you're doing real good now. She said, yes, I am. Amen. Hallelujah. When I first started traveling and preaching, I was nervous about flying. And it just made me uneasy. I guess just the going out of... You know, I was raised poor. I never went to a lot of places growing up. I forget even how old I was the first time I ever saw the ocean. Mind how different it was for my kids. But anyhow, I was just uneasy about it. And why not while I was praying and I asked God to help me? Because it really made me nervous. And while I was praying, the Lord spoke a scripture to my heart. And as a young Christian, I'll be honest, I had no idea what it said. And when I got done praying, I got up and I opened up my Bible to the scripture the Lord spoke to me. It was Psalms 121, verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. I've drove over 1,000,000 miles preaching the gospel. Since 2011 on Delta alone, I have flew over 500,000 actual air miles with Delta Airlines. And I'm not bragging, but I said that to say this, that every time he's kept his word, every time he's brought me back home. Hallelujah. I was in a meeting in Virginia and a woman came through the prayer line. She said, Brother Darrell, I'm tired of going to church by myself. My husband's not saved. He don't want nothing to do with the Lord. She said, but I want to stand in for him. I want my husband saved. I want my husband to go to church with me. I said, sis, you take this handkerchief, you put it under his pillow. Or put it between the mattress and the up somewhere where he won't see it. And you leave it there. And when he comes to the Lord, you give it back to me for a testimony of what the Lord did for you. Amen. About 2 years later, I was back there in that meeting again. And the sister come running up with the handkerchief. She said, Brother Darrell, you told me to give this back to you. She said, you remember me? I said, yeah, I remember you. She said, you told me to give this back to you. She said, over there's my husband. She said, not only is he saved, he's a deacon in the church. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. She said, I guess you want this back. I said, just keep it. Just keep it for a testimony. She said, oh, I was hoping you'd say that. I was in Pennsylvania. Sister Betty, she's gone to glory now. But she was going blind. I think it was glaucoma. Is that a pressure that makes you go blind? And it was hurting so bad she couldn't hardly sit and serve. Had to wear sunglasses. The light was killing her eyes. And so she came up for prayer. She said, I've got to go Monday to see a specialist. And I said, well, there's a specialist right here. It's the Lord Jesus. I said, if he's able to open my daughter's eyes, he can heal your eyes too. So we prayed for Sister Betty. She goes the next morning to the specialist. You know what he told her? The eye doctor that sent you to me, they need their eyes examined. There's nothing wrong with your eyes. They're perfectly normal. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Yeah, they need to go to the eye doctor. Amen. I was in Mexico with the Maya Indians. And this woman came up, and my interpreter, Brother Benaiah, he said, Brother Dow, I don't speak Maya. And I don't know what she's saying. I just know a few words. And I know she said something about her ears. And I said, well, we'll just pray for her ears. So I took my fingers and I stuck them in her ears like this. And I began to pray. She didn't understand a word I was saying. But when I said amen, this woman, this look came on her face. And she started walking backwards. And she turned and her friend was behind her. And she grabbed her friend and pushed her up there. And I turned to Benaiah and said, God's healed the woman. She's witnessing of her healing. Amen. Because the first thing she wanted to do when she was healed was to get her friend prayed for her. Amen. Do you remember when you first got saved? First hand, what was the first thing you wanted to do? Tell somebody what Jesus did for you. Matter of fact, the first message I ever preached was what Jesus did for me. He can do the same for you. 15 minutes. I bet you wished I still did that. Speaking of ears. There's a brother, Brother James Tidwell. He had a tumor in his ear for about 3 years. Said he tried all kinds of ointment, tea tree oil, tried all kinds of stuff. People said from his church said, brother, try this, brother, try this, brother. Said I tried everything. Said it would scab over and then it would bleed and it would like it was going to heal up, then scab over just constantly. And he was at the BYC youth camp about, I think it was about 3 years ago now. And that night after we had the prayer line, we just had a mass prayer for everybody in the building. And everybody that wanted prayer came up. And Brother James came up just standing with the people. And when the prayer was made, Brother James goes back to the room and goes to bed. And he said, Brother Darrell, I woke up the next morning. He said, this spot, it looked like I had a muddy ear. You know, like I had a spot of mud in my ear. It was just noticeable. And he said, the next morning I got up and I looked in the mirror. It was completely gone. No scab, no scar, just gone. Hallelujah. Oh. I was in the Philippines. I remember this brother. They called me out to him. He was sitting out on a log. His nose was pouring the blood. They said his blood pressure was so high that the vessels in his nose had ruptured and he was bleeding. And the man was anxious. You could tell I would have been too. Blood pouring out of my face like that. He was nervous. He was real anxious. His face was real red. And so we prayed for the man. And I'll never forget this. We said amen. The man jumped up, wiped his nose. The blood instantly stopped. He just started smiling and shaking hands and went down through there just rejoicing and giving God praise. The blood instantly stopped on the man. Hallelujah. You see what I'm doing, don't you? I'm hitting every part of the body. I remember the first time I went to France. As a woman came to the service, she was a Catholic, and her hair was shorter than mine, had earrings and a pants on, set right second row from the front. And I preached that night on For the Sake of One, just a little message the Lord gave me years ago. I've just seen God use that so much. And I preached this message on For the Sake of One. And when the service was over and I was leaving the platform, I stepped down to where the woman was. I felt sorry for her. And I took my hand and laid it on the hand that she had on the cane. And the woman spoke French and I spoke English. We didn't understand the word. I still can't understand her. But I said, Father, this poor woman, she probably had a rough life, Lord, and now she's on this cane, and old age has not been kind to her. And I said, Father, if we just find grace in your side, just let her not have to use the cane no more. Just do something wonderful for her. And I went on about my business. And the next morning she shows back up to church and she said, I want to testify. And she said, I got up this morning. I don't know why. She said, I got up this morning and I don't need my cane. Oh, hallelujah. And since then, she's been baptized. She's gave her heart to the Lord. Her hair's grown out. She wears dresses. And the last time I saw the sister, she was vacuuming the sanctuary after church. I told her, I said, sis, you're getting younger every day. Oh, friends, what can God do when we believe Him? It don't have to be complicated. Just simply take Him at His word. Amen. Amen. Here a few years ago, I got some prayer cloths in the mail that Brother Perry Green said Brother Branham had prayed over. So I wrote him and asked him if I could have a few of them, and he sent me some in a plastic bag, and I went to preacher meeting. And I could tell you their names, but I won't because I didn't get their permission, and I don't want to overstep my boundaries. But anyway, I went to a meeting and I thought, well, maybe we might pray for the sick. So I just took a few of those prayer cloths and stuck them in my pocket. And when I went to the hotel room that night, I was praying about the meetings and I felt that the Lord wanted us to pray for the sick. So I just reached and took some of them. I think one or two and just stuck them in my pocket. And so I went. And so that night a sister came up to me. She was very heavy with child. And she said, Brother Darrell, she said, they tell me, she said, you can tell I'm pregnant. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, the doctors are telling me they think my baby's dead. And she said, and they're telling me, she said, Brother, I was wanting a little girl, but they're telling me all the tests that they've done, they're telling me it's going to be a little boy. She said, but I was wanting a girl. She said, but right now, I'll just, whatever God gives me, I just want it to be healthy. And I said, sis, I've got a prayer cloth that Brother Brennan prayed over. And I reached in my pocket and I took it and I laid it in her hand just like this. I said, you take this and put it under your pillow. And when you have that baby, you send it back to me. Well, about a year and a half later, I was down there and I was talking to someone and I noticed this sister was wanting to speak to me. So I got done. I said, yes, ma'am, was you wanting to speak to me? She said, you remember me? So I looked for me. I said, yes, I remember you. He said, look here, Brother Darrell, God gave me a healthy baby. I said, well, praise the Lord. She said, but guess what? Said it's a little girl. And then she said, do you know you gave me this? And she held out her hand. And you know what the prayer cloth was? It was a pink prayer cloth. Who could do that but God? We was in Arizona, me and Brother David. We was running a prayer line down there, Brother David Seiler. And this man came walking up, and for some reason, I just knew what he wanted. I said, Brother, you believe God will give you the salvation of your children? He said, that's what I'm here for. I said, then just go right on through the line thanking Him for it. I saw him last spring. He said, Brother Darrell, my last son has just come in. All my family's in church now serving the Lord. Amen. Believe God for your children. You know, when Jessica was hurt so bad and I gave her to the Lord because there was nothing I could do. I couldn't help her. And I gave her to the Lord. Please don't miss. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on Him. I'm just things I've seen Him do. And so, you know, I just, Lord, I said, I just give her to you. You take her life. Whatever you do, Lord, I'll love you as much as I ever loved you. And the Lord gave her back to me. And several years later, I ran into Brother Louie down at Walmart. And he said, come out to the truck. I'll give you some cakes. That's why I look like I do. It's Louie's fault. He got every one of us. And so I was out there and he was listening to a tape. And Brother Branham said, talking about Amram and Yochebed, he said, because they gave Moses to God, God gave Moses back to them. And something spoke to my heart and said, because you gave me Jessica, I gave Jessica back to you. So you parents tonight, if you got wayward children, you know what I would do? As I told that woman the other day, I said, you give that boy to Jesus. Tell him. That's it. I'm giving it to Jesus. Whatever Jesus does, that's between you and Him. That'll make them nervous. Sometimes we baby them too much. Amen. Amen. You just give them to Jesus. He's more than able to give them back to you. You remember the prayer line we had through here? Here several years ago, went up to like 2 o'clock in the morning. There's a sister came through the line who wanted to be reconciled with her son. And she said she's wanting to see him. Something had happened, and I don't know all the details. Don't have to know, but I just know that it had been a while. And so I gave her a handkerchief and said, you know, when you're reconciled with the son, just give it back to me. Or let me know that it's happened. I believe it's what I told her. But anyhow, I think it's about a year and a half went by. I got a letter in the mail from the sister. She said, Brother Dow, said, my son, I went, got to see my son, got to see my granddaughter. I said, oh, it's just wonderful. She said, God's faithful, and just praising God for being true. And when it don't happen, when we think it don't happen, that don't mean it won't happen. Just be found believing God. Amen. And so I said that to say this. I shared that testimony down in Oklahoma when I was preaching, and a brother came up, a preacher brother down there. He said, Brother Darrell, said, just like that woman said, my son said, I don't even know where he's at. We've not spoke to each other in years, I think it was. And he said, but if God was able to reconcile that son to that woman, to that sister, said, I know he can do it for my son. I said, well, we'll just agree together. I said, take this handkerchief, and when that boy contacts you, you give it back to me. I've just seen the Lord. It's just like a place of faith or something. I've just seen the Lord use that so much. Amen. And so that was like on a Saturday night when we had such a move of God. I got a call from him on Thursday the following week. He said, Brother Darrell, my son called me. He said, I need you to come down and preach for me so I can give you back your handkerchief. He said, my son called me. I was talking to him the other day. The boy's reconciled to God and serving the Lord now. Amen. Because he believed God did it for her son, God could do it for his son. Just like Sister Wilson believed God for her sister TJ, who was an alcoholic. And a brother came up for prayer and said, my son's an alcoholic. She was on the piano. She said, Lord, if you can heal Herod's son of alcoholism, I know you can heal my sister of it. And TJ got up to open up another bottle of liquor, said something come over. She poured it down the drains, never drank another drop. Oh, God. Amen. I was in Kentucky. I was preaching a meeting, and all of a sudden, a sister in the back just jumped up and started praising God. I thought, what in the world? Then she sat down, sat there for a little bit, and got up and left. I said, what in the world? That must have been a real blessing. She goes, her tank's full. Directly, she came back in and sat down again. When church was over, she came and she said, can I testify? And I turned to her and said, sure. She said, I had a tumor on my breast. She said, I've not even told my husband. He didn't even know anything about it. I was going to wait. And she said, when the word was being preached, something went through my body. She said, I jumped up and started praising God. And she said, I sat down and got my legs back under me. And said, I went out and checked. Said, I checked myself. Said, the tumor is completely gone. Just at the preaching of the word. Amen. Where Danny at? Is Danny here? First time Danny Torres ever went with me to Nicaragua. We had a prayer line that night, and I was taking my handkerchief, tearing pieces of the cloth, and giving it to these children as they passed them through the line. And I just tell them the same thing I did about tell everybody. When God heals you, you give that to Brother Mike to send it back to me. And before the prayer line was over, I'll never forget this. Before the prayer line was over, the kids that was in the front of the line came back around and got in the line and was giving me the pieces of the handkerchief back. God was healing them right there in the meeting. Amen. Brother Bradley was in this meeting over there up there on the San Marcos. Where's that camp at? The Canadian camp. What's the name of it? Skylark. We was up at Skylark. Remember the man came through, Brother Bradley? He was all bent over like this with his back. He was a bricklayer. Blowed out all the vertebrae in his back. And this is the way he walked. And he came through that line. And before he got to the end of the line, he was standing straight up and shouted that place down. The people said they heard the bones popping in his body when he went through the line. Oh, God. Remember, use that, Brother Bradley. Amen. And in Mexico, I went into the kitchen. And the meetings was over to thank the sisters for cooking for us. This young sister came up to me and said, Brother Darrell, I'd like to have a baby. And I said, well, sis, that's an honorable thing. I'm sure God will hear your prayer for that. I said, well, just believe. And we prayed with her. And then this other woman, she's an elderly woman, bless her heart. She was in there cooking in that kitchen. And she had cancer. She was so feeble. And so we prayed for her. My heart just went out to her. Oh, that poor woman's sick like that, trying to cook for us. I went back 2 years later. The young girl had a baby. The old lady was cooking in the kitchen with no sign of cancer. The Lord completely delivered. They both come running up to me. Hallelujah. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If we could just think on Him. If we could just think on Him instead of our afflictions. Amen. The prophet said we have so many other things on our mind. I know our problems are real. I'm not belittling that. We have real problems sometimes. But thinking on our problems won't solve them. We need to think on the one who's able to do something about it. Amen. Everybody said we have so many things on our minds. Sometimes we'll come to church thinking about tomorrow. Well, I got to do this. Or we come to church and we get disappointed because it's not who we think should be preaching. Or we shouldn't do that. God's got it all in control. Everybody said thinking about the next day, I got to do this. Said when we come to church, we ought to lay aside every thought and everything of the world. And enter into fellowship with Christ and worship. Meditating and worshiping in our hearts. Giving songs and praises to Him. Thinking of His goodness and what He means to us. Worshiping in the Spirit. Singing spiritual songs. Making melodies in our heart. Even the Bible said if there's any afflicted, let them sing songs. Be happy. Be in meditation. Always expecting God at any moment to appear to you. Are you doing it? He said, just now before the healing service, are you doing it? It's when we think on Him, the prophet said, that He draws near to us. Amen. He said, I'm convinced the reason we don't see more angels is because we got our mind on everything else but Him. God still got angels. God still visits His children. Don't get so caught up in Fox News and CNN and get all worked up. Just believe God, amen. Said, you people here with prayer cards waiting in the line. Said, well, are you thinking I'm just a few more minutes? In just a few more minutes, all my suffering will be over. Or are you thinking, oh, I don't know. He may not call my card. It might not be. He said, do not do that. Don't do that. He said, when you're sitting there and thinking, don't think, well, you know, he may not even call my car tonight and this is the last night of the service. He said, don't do that. Don't think like that. But he said, think in just a few more minutes, my suffering will be over. In just a few more minutes, I've met God's requirements, for the Bible said, if there be any sick among you, let them call for the elders and lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Amen. Amen. Just keep it on your mind, see. In just a few more minutes now, you'll meet the requirements that God said so. These signs shall follow them that believe. Amen. Lay their hands on the sick and they shall recover. Just keep Him on your mind. It's when we think on Him, it's when He draws near. When our hearts are constantly upon Him, that's when He draws nigh to us. When we draw nigh unto Him. Amen. So when we think on Him, I believe You're my healer. I believe You're more than enough for me. Amen. Amen. He's the answer. He's the answer to every question we have. He's the answer to every problem that we have. And if He could do that for these people, He can do that for you. If you heal one blind eye, He can heal another. If He delivered one from arthritis, He can deliver another. And He's already told you, you're already healed. Amen. Just keep Him on your mind. Just meditate. Just be found praising Him. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jonas Hildebrand, Brother Kelly Hildebrand's son. He's up there in February. Brother Jonas has had sinus trouble. He told me, he said, you can tell the world, Brother Darrell. So I'll tell you his name, Brother Jonas Hildebrand. He had sinus trouble so bad, he had so many operations, they had cut the nerves. He had no sense of smell whatsoever. Couldn't even taste his food. They cut all of it out. But we had a prayer line. I preached on the healers passing by. And we had a prayer line that night. And Brother Jonas came through the line. And here about a month ago, that was in February. And I guess about a month ago, I was somewhere. I don't know where. I can't remember. But I was somewhere in a hotel room. About 1:30 in the morning, I get a text. And it's from Brother Jonas. He said, are you up? I said, yep. He said, can I call you? I said, yep. So he called me. He said, Brother Darrell, praise God. I don't know what time it is where you're at, but I just had to tell you. He said, I was going home from church tonight, and I smelled a skunk. Woo! I thought, you know, that's right. When Jesus touches you, even a skunk smells good. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. God heals sinus trouble, Sister Sherry. Amen. He's a healer. He's a healer. Amen. Blessed be his name. Just a few of the things I just thought I'd just share it with you tonight, that I am a witness of his majesty. Just seen him do so many wonderful things. This past weekend, he's in Alaska. His little sister came up, about 22-year-old. She's an alcoholic at 22. She said, Brother, I've tried everything. I went through the 12-step program. I've tried everything. Just cannot get over this alcohol. And I said, well, sis, have you tried Jesus?
Amen.
I said, he delivered me of alcohol. Anybody else here like that? God delivered? He delivered me. The day I got saved, the day I knelt before the Lord, I had a hangover. It's the God's truth. Been out all night the night before. But that afternoon, oh God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That afternoon, I never met a creed. Nobody handed me a message book. But that afternoon in an old building, I met him. Amen.
Amen.
And when I surrendered to him, the desire to drink, the desire to do drugs instantly left me. And I told her, I said, sis, I'm a nobody, but if he can do that for me, I know he can do it for you. And we started praying for that sister. And all at once, she let out a scream. I'm free! I'm free. I'm free. And I say to you tonight, he has made every one of us free. Whatever hinders you, whatever binds you, whatever holds you down, Christ is our deliverer. He is our healer. He is our savior. He's our bridegroom. He's our friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Down in Florida, the flying jets down there, the F-18s, I guess it were. The neighbors in the community were complaining about the noise. They wanted it shut up. So the Air Force put a big sign out there at the gate, and the sign said this, pardon the noise, but it's the sound of freedom.
Amen.
Oh, we might get happy sometimes. We might scream sometimes. Sister Janet might jump up sometime and give a big war whoop. We might get excited sometimes. People might wonder, but I'd like to say to Happy Valley community, pardon our noise, but it's the sound of freedom. Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get an amen? It's the sound of freedom. The blood of the Lamb of God. Amen. The blood of the Lamb of God has made us free. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Don't wait for signs and wonders. Take God at His word and start rejoicing. Say it's going to happen. God said so. I believe it. If every patient in this building right now would accept it upon the grounds of God's word and believe it and start testifying and praising God for your healing, the meeting wouldn't close with one crippled person in here. That's right. God is under obligation to answer His word. And I say to you and I tonight, I say to us tonight, why not us? Why not now? Well, Brother Donnie's not here. Jesus is. Why not now? Why does that have to be a quote? Why can't it be a reality? That's who we are. We are the sons and daughters of God. That's our inheritance. That's what we belongs to us. It's our God-given right. We are possessors of our land. What land? This land. This is my land that God gave me. And I have a right to drive the parasites out of my land. I have a right to draw the sword of the word and say, get off my property. Get off my children. What about it, Shamgard? What about it, Shamgard? The Bible said we shall possess the gate of our enemy. The devil don't own the gate. We do. We're not the one that runs. He is. The Bible says, resist the devil and he will from. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. God heals tumors. God heals eye trouble. God heals spiritual trouble. God heals drug addiction, alcohol addiction, porn addiction, whatever the addiction might be. Our God is a healer. Amen. Jeremiah said, heal me and I shall be healed. Save me and I shall be saved. Amen. Amen. I believe tonight. I believe tonight. I am a witness that God keeps His word. Out of every kinder, out of every tongue, out of every nation, when they can't even understand your language. God's not dependent on your language. He's dependent on the promise of His word that He gave you. Do you believe? Do you believe? We're living in the hour. Limbs will be restored. That's a promise of the word. He said these things would happen among us. Somebody's going to grow up one day and do it. I say, why not us? Brother Branham said that we're little messiahs. Christ and His people. A mighty army. She will be an invincible army. Somebody's going to be that. I say, why not us? Brother Branham said in 1964, the bride was on the earth in infancy. This is 2019. What's happened between 1964 and 2019? Somebody's grown up. Somebody's not a baby no more. Somebody's realized who they are. And I say to us tonight, why not us? Why not now? They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why not us? These signs shall follow them that believe. Why not us? Amen. If He done it for these people, if He done it for Brother Gene, Wonderful, Brother Gene. I'm so happy for you, buddy. Sure called your name a lot in prayer, buddy. I want you to know that. If you can do it for Sister Sherry. If you can do it for Jessica. Anybody else here ever been healed of God? If you did it once, Brother Keith?
Yes. Amen.
If you did it once, can you do it again? Why not us? I am a witness. These things I told you are true. I have seen these things. And much more. Much more. You want another one? My Uncle Harold died. I had to do his funeral. I was running late. We always run late for something. I was running late. We had some little pups. I didn't see it. I backed out of the driveway, ran over the pup. It let out a yelp. I threw the car in park. I jumped out. The dog's leg was broke. It was up under its body like that. It was trying. It was dragging it. I thought, oh, my God. And I picked it up. I said, I can't take it up. I've got to go to this funeral. And I just held it up and I said, Father, I hurt this little fella. I didn't mean to, Lord. I said, I've got to go to the funeral, God. I said, Lord, would you help this little fella? And I went to the funeral. I do the funeral and I come home. And I got in late and I laid down. As soon as I laid down, I thought about that pup. I thought, oh no. And I said, Lord, if you'll just take care of that little fella, I'll take him to the vet first thing in the morning. The next morning I jumped up and went running out there to check on him. God is my witness. That pup was completely healed. I was trying to figure out which one it was. But Bram said he gave that fish its life back to show you he cares for little things. Do you love him tonight? I am a witness. I am a witness of his majesty. There is no God like our God. I got on a plane one time. I was so tired. It was one of them two-seaters. And I said, Lord, it sure would be nice if nobody sat beside me and I could just stretch out. I no sooner said amen, somebody come sit right down beside me. I said, well, Lord, I thank you anyway. I thank you for considering my prayer, Lord. Next guy gets on the plane. He comes back there and he says, would you mind trading places with my wife so she could sit with me? Well, that got it started. It went on for so long. So help me. It went on for so long that when everybody finally got their seat, they was trading seats from the back to the front. And when everybody got their seat and sat down, the whole plane started clapping. It's like, well, thank God. And when everything was said and done, that seat beside me was empty. Hallelujah. Do you love him tonight? I just want to say thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. I just want to say thanks. Thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. Oh, I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh, Lord, I give you thanks. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know my heart, God. Lord, some of these things I've never even told my wife, Lord. But Father, may the people realize I'm not bragging on me, Lord. I'm nothing, God. For Lord, you know I've said many a time, if I could heal, they would never be a child in a wheelchair. Lord, you know I've went through Walmart and slipped up and laid my hand on a child's wheelchair and said a little prayer. I guess it's, Lord, because I remember my daughter being in that chair, Lord. And I'm not the healer, Lord. But I know who is tonight. And I look to you, Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, if there would be someone here tonight that would be sick, Lord, or have a bad report, may they take faith tonight, Lord. Lord, as I think of Brother James Gold, who called me today bleeding. Lord, he's in the hospital this evening. I pray, Almighty God, may you go to the hospital room. May the bleeding stop and the doctors scratch their head. Say, we don't know what happened, but we know Jesus went by the room. Oh, Lord, may you touch our brother right now, God. May we hear a good report when we call him on the way home. But, Lord, if there would be others here, maybe it's arthritis or sugar diabetes or oppression or depression. Or maybe it's just the blues. Oh, Lord, whatever it would be tonight, you are the antidote to every sickness Satan would try to place upon us. For you bore the stripes at Calvary that we could be free. Lord, I've tried to do what you've told me to do. But Father, may there be a shout in the camp tonight as our sister screamed out, I'm free. May it be so tonight, Lord, that it wouldn't be something that we say with our mouth, but it'd be a revelation from our hearts, Lord. Oh, God, there's nothing impossible with you. And there's nothing impossible with your children when they call upon your name. For you said, if you say to this mountain, then don't doubt in your heart. Oh, God, somebody's going to fulfill that. Why not us, Lord? Why not now? Oh, God, grant it tonight, Lord. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear Jesus. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Anyone else want prayer? We'll be more than glad to pray with you tonight. Or we can pray as a congregation. It doesn't matter. Jesus Christ is the healer tonight. Let this be your night, friend. Why not tonight? Why not now? All things are possible.
I worship you. Darkness, my you, Lord Jesus. Glory. It's already done. Oh, hallelujah. It's already done. Praise the Lord. The battle is over and the victory's won. It's already done. Tonight, claim it. Oh, yes, I'm already healed. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm already healed. Praise the Lord. The battle is over. Oh, and the victory's won. It's already done. done. Praise the Lord, the battle is over and the victory's won. It's already done. Oh, it reaches to the highest mountain. Oh, and it flows to the lowest valley. Oh, it's the blood that gives me strength from day. sing with me how great is our God, and all will see how great.
Oh.
You can be seated if you stay in prayer with these folks up here. If you want to be seated, you can though.
I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you, the more I love you. I want to sit at your feet, drink from this cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can understand. I rest in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you. The more I find you. Father, the more I love you. The more I seek you. The more I find you. The more I find you. The more I love you. My everything. Oh. So how about you? Jesus is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. Oh, great and small. He gave His life for me. Made everything new. He is my everything. So how about you?
Shout to the Lord. Shout to the Lord.
Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of Your mighty comfort. Oh, You're my shelter. Oh, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship You. Shout to the Jesus, You're my Savior. Lord, there is none like You. All of my days I want to praise all the wonders of Your mighty love. Oh Lord, You're my comfort. Tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship You. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing.
is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty, oh, your mighty love. Oh, you're my comfort. Oh, you're my shelter. Oh, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, all that I am, never cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Majesty, praise to the King. Seas will roar, oh, at the sound of your name. Oh, I'll sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Oh, mountains bow down and the seas will roar, oh, at the sound of your name. Oh, I'll sing for joy at the work of your hands. Forever I'll love you, forever I'll stand. Oh, nothing compares to the promise I have in you. Well, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Life will never be the same. There is only touch Him. Oh, just believe when you call on His name. Oh, touching Jesus is all that really matters. Oh, the same. There is only one way to touch Him. Oh, just believe when you call on His name. Touching Jesus is all that really matters. When then your life will never be the same. There is only
touch Him. Oh, just believe when you call on His name. Oh, and I'm so glad He found me. Oh, in love He bound me, put His arms around me. Oh, and then He led me, oh, to the shelter. Wandering from the fountain, when I heard my Savior speak to me. Oh, He said, come to me relenting, and of your sins repenting, and I will lead you out where you can see. Shelter, and now I'm His arms around me. Then He led me, oh, to the shelter.
Love Him tonight. Amen. Let's believe that all these requests that God's going to move upon them tonight. Amen. He's a miracle working God. He's a way maker. He's the light in the darkness. He's the promise keeper. Amen. He's our God. There is no God like our God tonight. Amen. Just go believe it now. Just go testify, the prophet said, and you will get well. Remember, your body will obey your confession. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you tonight. Do you love Him? Amen. God bless you, saints. Dismisses them. We'll see you later. Amen.
As you go, let's sing this. Brother Eric, can you bring up that Psalms 34? His majesty, can you, from tonight...
Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name. Sought the Lord, and He answered me.
and deliver me from every fear. Those who look on Him are radiant. They'll never be ashamed. They'll never be ashamed. So magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name. And see that the Lord is good. Oh, blessed is He, yes, who hides in Him. Oh, fear the Lord. Oh, all you saints, He'll give you everything. To give you everything. Magnify the Lord with me. Come exalt His name together. Glorify the Lord with me. Bless the Lord every day and night in never-ending praise. May our incense rise. Let us bless the Lord every day. Rise.